We're talking with Chad Ellis from the Noble Foundation. And Chad, let's talk a little bit about you're on the board of directors of the U.S. Roundtable for Beef Sustainability. Why the interest in being a part of this, both from Noble's point of view, but your personal point of view as well?
You know, I think on Noble's point of view is, you know, the thing that makes Noble so special is that, you know, we're basically about the producers. And so that if we can be on this board and be proactive and be part of this board to help producers be successful and be proactive and be profitable in this, and that's what we want to be about.
Tell me, you know, the whole concept of beef sustainability, that sometimes evokes some fear out in the countryside as far as, you know, that you're going to have Big Brother looking over your shoulder, these kind of things. How do we successfully get producers engaged?
You know, I think if we look at it as a whole, producers do a wonderful job. It's really about us producers starting to tell our story, and that, you know, we're all very responsible taking care of the land, because the land takes care of us and keeps us successful. So that's really what it's about. It's nothing really to be scared about, because we're already doing these things of being sustainable. I mean, we're in the business, staying in the business, and that right there shows us the great work that we're doing.
In your mind, what are some of the things that this roundtable's doing right now, starting to lay the groundwork out for, that you're most interested in?
You know, so we're such a new organization, so we're just kind of really starting that ground going forward, really starting to look at these indicators of water quality and these things, not only for the producer end, but throughout the whole value chain. So we're looking at the retailers, the processors, and everyone through that value chain, that the things that they need to do and look at to keep progress moving forward. And so that, I think, is really exciting. I think some of the most exciting part of it is really bringing people throughout the whole value chain around the table, everybody having equal opportunity to discuss and having really good discussion openly to hearing all views, and us coming together as a whole, as a community, of really going forward in the sustainability.
Unique set of organizations that are part of this, everything from the Wildlife Federation to Nature Conservancy to your group to land grant producer groups. I mean, it's the whole gamut.
The whole gamut.
One of the questions that I saw up there that was going to kind of one of the outcomes from some of the work that's already been done was the kind of the rhetorical question: do you have a grazing management plan? I'm sure that's something that catches your interest. And for a producer, you know, I guess that's one of the ways that you can be successfully trying to measure what we're doing here.
Yeah, I mean, I think you just said it, Ron, in that you don't know where you're going unless you know where you've been. And that really kind of starts with that grazing plan and knowing where you're at, setting that benchmark and setting that standard going forward for you to be profitable, to keep that grass, keep beef, and ultimately produce that protein that you're going to sell and make a profit on.
For the producers in the Noble territory, so, you know, Oklahoma, Texas primarily, what are some things that you see can be done to make us more sustainable, and at the same time, you know, be able to communicate that to consumers?
You know, I think for them is to really kind of really starts with setting that proper stocking rate, most often to be profitable, and setting that grazing plan moving forward. You know, we're in this era right now in the Noble Foundation that we're really looking at new innovative ways to help producers. And some of that is some new technologies coming out that's going to help them be more successful on the sustainability and in the profitability piece. So I'm looking forward to that.
You've used the word profitability with sustainability several times. That's important.
That's important. I mean, I think when you look at sustainability, it's kind of those three legs of profitability, I think, is key. You know, the social aspect of it. But the profitability, especially on a producer end, is if it's not profitable, it's not sustainable. Bottom line.